Also, I was sitting within the circle of his two arms, between his chest and the steering wheel, and I guess he was having a little trouble, well, seeing the road. Don't forget, I'm a pretty big guy. Huge body, enormous shoulders, muscular thighs, the kind of body that causes the eyes of lady dogs to pop out of their heads. Anyway, he noticed. Hank, you're sitting in my lap. Right. Yes, I was aware of that. And it was pretty touching, wasn't it? I mean, out of all the laps of all the cowboys in the whole world, I had chosen to sit on his. A cowboy and his loyal dog going off to feed cattle. Very touching. I can't drive like this. Oh, well, gee, I'd been there all day. Most of the day. He hadn't noticed. Reckon you could move. Well, I'd gone to quite a lot of trouble to get there, to be honest. And the air was really nice on his side of the pickup. So the bottom line was, no, I couldn't see that moving was a very good option. Not anytime soon. Maybe later. If I roll down the window on your side, will you move? Actually, I was more impressed with the air quality on his side. It seemed fresher, cleaner, and sweeter than the air on the other side. It seemed better in every move. Yikes. Suddenly and all at once, he flexed his body muscles and sent me flying out of his lap. Gee whiz, he didn't need to be such a brute about it. I mean, if he'd wanted me to move, why hadn't he just come right out and said so? I could take a hint. I tucked up my tail, lowered my ears, and beamed him an expression we call dog rebuked. I was disappointed that it caused him to laugh.
Do you want me to have a wreck and get us all killed?
Well, no, since he put it like that. Just then, something magical happened. By George, the shotgun window rolled itself down. Slim noticed it too, and he said,
there, stick your nose out that side. And Hank, try not to chop off your head. Remember them buttons.
Buttons? Why was everyone on the ranch talking about buttons? What did Slim know about buttons anyway? He was a bachelor, and I happen to know that half the shirts he wore were missing at least one button. I marched over to the window and shoved Rover onto the floor. Time's up, scram. Yeah, but I thought I got a promotion. You've been fired. Fired? I just got here. What did I do? I beamed him a gaze of purest steel. You've been wasting oxygen, Drover. You had your chance and you blew it. I'm sorry. He whined and moaned, but I ignored him. I mean, oxygen is very precious, and we couldn't allow him to go on squandering it. I plunged my face and nose into the rushing river of fresh air, closed my eyes and let the wind flap my ears and tongue, flutter my whiskers and tickle my chin. Oh, yes. Fellers, this was very close to life's true meaning and purpose. And you know what? I decided that the air was sweeter on my side after all. If Slim wanted to be such a greedy goat, he could keep his old window and ride the rest of the way without my warm presence in his lap. Pretty stern punishment, huh? You bet. But these people have to learn.